Tears threatened again, and Erin shook her head and went into the kitchen. Although she wasn't a big drinker, she kept a bottle of DiSorono Amaretto, her favorite. Tonight, she needed a glass. Sitting back on the sofa, Erin took a few sips of the Amaretto and smacked her lips in satisfaction. It was quite delicious, and she took a few more sips. She reached for the remote on the cushion next to her, but it was missing. She leaned forward and saw it on the carpet between the sofa and the coffee table. As she reached down, she saw a gray paw reach out from under the sofa and playfully swat the remote, pushing it out of her reach. She screamed and jumped off the sofa. That looked like Tramp's paw. Tramp had been cat number 6, the only Siamese she'd ever had. He was moody, but for some reason loved to hide the remote. He had been all gray except for a bean-shaped white spot on one paw. That paw. She reached down and overturned the sofa. She heard a loud meow, but there was nothing there. She walked around the entire room, but there was no sign of him. Well, why the hell would there be a sign of him? He died years ago. Why is this happening to me? Erin sobbed. It's too painful. All these reminders of my babies. Am I going crazy? Righting the sofa back in place, she plopped on the cushion and downed her amaretto. Although it was almost 10 at night, she fixed herself another glass. The news came on at 10, and she groaned at the depressing stories she saw. Shootings, robberies, so much crime. There was a horrible couple that scammed over 24 elderly people out of their life savings. There was a serial killer that had already killed 4 women. A gang of smash-and-grabbers hit 5 stores in a row in the Galleria area today alone, getting away with almost $1 million in jewels and expensive clothing. Cursing the criminals, she finished off her second glass. With a sigh, she changed the channel until she found an improv comedy show. This was exactly what she needed to cheer herself up. Within a few minutes, she was laughing uproariously. By the time she went to bed, she was pleasantly buzzed and felt better than she had in days. She'd just turned off everything in the living room and was headed down the hallway when she tripped over something round and furry. Her feet got tangled and her shoulder slammed into the wall. She ran to the light switch and turned it on, but could see nothing. Maybe I just had too much to drink. She stumbled the rest of the way to her bedroom, leaving the hall light on, and fell into bed with her clothes on. She was snoring lightly in less than a minute. Erin bolted awake at the sound. Glancing at the clock, she saw it was 3:37 a.m. The yowl sounded like it was inside her room, but she couldn't pinpoint exactly where it was coming from. She saw the curtains move, fluttering as if something was behind them. She flicked on her nightstand light and walked to the window. She pulled both halves of the curtains aside, but there was nothing there. With the light behind her, she couldn't see very well through the window into her dark backyard. No more DiSorono this late at night, she groaned, turning as she straightened the curtains. As she turned back to bed, she thought she saw a shadow outside, passing through the last bit of light shining from her room to the grass. But when she put her face up against the window, she saw nothing. She quickly turned off the lamp and ran back to the window, pressing her face along the edge of the wall to the window. Still nothing. It had to be her imagination. She definitely had a lot of that lately. Thank God tomorrow is Friday, she moaned, climbing back into bed and falling asleep immediately. And of course, she dreamed of her cats. Friday evening, Erin walked into her house and dramatically called out, I'm home, baby! It's the weekend! She stopped as she remembered that Staines wasn't going to come running to her ever again. She slammed the door behind her and dropped her purse where she stood. With tears flowing down her face, she walked into the kitchen and made a pot of tea. While the water boiled, she leaned against the counter and buried her face in her hands. This was so hard. It wasn't just that she missed Staines, because she did, so much, but knowing that she couldn't bear to ever get another cat again made her miss all of her babies even more. When she closed her eyes, she could see them in her mind, her memories clear as a bell. Boo Boo was a male mixed cat, but she never knew exactly what kind he was. He died at only 3 years old to feline leukemia, the youngest death she'd had with any of her cats. She sobbed, remembering towards the end when he could barely get out of his bed. She'd brought his food and water to him, though he barely touched either. She'd spent that last night contemplating having him put down so he wouldn't suffer any longer, but woke that morning to Boo Boo's cold